page 38, Oregon voter registration card. You may use this form to register to vote or update your information. If you are 17, you will not receive a ballot until an election occurs on or after your 18th birthday. Number one, print with black or blue pen to complete the form. Number two, sign the form. Number three, mail or drop off the form at your county elections office. Your county elections office will mail you a voter notification card to confirm your registration. The deadline to register to vote is the 21st day before an election. Only registered voters are eligible to sign petitions. OregonVotes.gov. Telephone 1-866-673-VOTE. That's 1-866-673-8683. Si habla español. TTY phone number 1-800-735-2900. That's only for the hearing impaired. Information disclosure. Information submitted to an Oregon voter registration card is public record. However, information submitted in the Oregon driver's license section is by law held confidential. Assistance. If you need assistance registering to vote or voting, please contact your county elections official. You must provide your valid Oregon driver's license permit or ID number. A suspended driver's license is valid. A revoked driver's license is not valid. If you do not have valid Oregon ID, provide the last four digits of your Social Security number, or if you do not have a Social Security number or valid Oregon identification, provide a copy of one of the following that shows your name and current address. Here are forms of acceptable identification: a valid photo identification, a paycheck stub, a utility bill, a bank statement, a government document, proof of eligibility under the Uniformed and Overseas Citizens Absentee Voting Act, or UOCAVA, or the Voting Accessibility for the Elderly and Handicapped Act, VAEH. Page 39, here's the form to fill out, starting with qualifications. Are you a citizen of the United States of America, yes or no? Are you at least 16 years of age, yes or no? If you mark no in response to either of these questions, do not complete this form. Next, personal information. Last name, first name, middle name. The next line down, your Oregon residence address, city and zip code, including apartment or space number. Beneath that, your date of birth, month, day, and year. On the same line, your county of residence. The next line down, your telephone number. Same line, your email address. Next line down, your mailing address, including city, state, and zip code, required if different than your residence address. The next section is for your Oregon driver's license or ID number, and there's room for your seven-digit Oregon driver's license permit or ID number. Or, beneath that, I do not have a valid Oregon driver's license permit or ID. The last four digits of my Social Security number are, and there are four boxes to fill in, or, beneath that, I do not have a valid Oregon driver's license permit ID or a Social Security number. I have attached a copy of acceptable identification. Next to that, you choose a political party. On the top, you're not a member of a political party, or Constitution Party, Democratic Party, Independent Party, Libertarian Party, Pacific Green Party, Progressive Party, Republican Party, Working Families, or other. Beneath that, room for your signature. By signing this, I swear or affirm that I am qualified to be an elector and I have told the truth on this registration. Room for your signature, and next to it, the date. Note, if you sign this card and know it to be false, you can be fined up to $125,000 and or imprisoned for up to 5 years. And beneath that, your registration updates. Complete this section if you are updating your information. There's room for your previous registration name. On the same line, your previous county and state. Beneath that, room for your home address on your previous registration. And on the same line, the date of birth, month, day, and year.